Now, 50 years ago today was when the last passenger train pulled out of Derby Friargate Station on the Great Northern Railway. The line ran from Ilkeston to Eggington Junction through Derby, but was part of a wider extension to the GNR. Well, Howard Sprenger is an author of several books about Derbyshire's railways, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, Richard.
The old bridge is the only thing left. Could Derby have done with it staying open, perhaps?
Well, it's the only thing left, the most visible thing that's left as it crosses Friargate, of course. But there are quite a few other bits and bobs around the town and to the east and west that sort of bear witness to the line. Could Derby have done with the line now? A lot of people would say yes, of course, because quite a few railways nowadays are being reopened. And when we look back 50 years. I mean, it's no coincidence that Dr. Beeching's report was 51 years ago.
Yeah.
And so actually quite a few 50th anniversaries are cropping up this year of lines that are closing. Personal view, yes, I would have loved to have seen it survive. It was just a case of whether it could have survived those sort of 30, 40 years until railways started their resurgence again.
Because the bridge has just got a bit of old netting over it, hasn't it now? Is that right? It was supposed to be part of a regeneration plan.
Well, yeah, there have been several plans put forward for the bridge. I mean, it is really rather a sorry sight now, because that was kind of the jewel in the crown of the line when it was built, built by Andrew Handyside, another Derby firm, and built in a very beautiful design to enhance the surroundings of Friargate, but sadly, at the moment, looking rather neglected, and the net is, I'm afraid, if any bits fall off it, so they don't fall on the pedestrians underneath.
What are your memories, Howard, of that line, and of the station as well?
Well, I do remember it quite well. In fact, for a number of years, we used to go on holiday over to Sutton-on-Sea, and of course, that was the line that we would use. We didn't have a car in those days, like a lot of people. I'm going back to sort of the early 60s, not long before it closed. So I can remember going to the station. There was a subway, an underpass that you went through to get up to the platforms. And, of course, it was all steam in those days. I remember Lord Balfour of Burley was one of the locomotives that pulled us eastwards out through Nottinghamshire and Lincolnshire. It was quite a tortuous journey. It wasn't by any means a direct route, but it was a route that you could take without changing trains, and we had quite a number of holidays at Sutton-on-Sea on the strength of it.
Yes, it was a great favourite holiday destination, wasn't it, for people in the East Midlands?
Oh, Sutton-Skegness, yeah.
And there's something so romantic about going to the seaside on a train. I don't quite know what it is, but, well, that's probably why it is romantic, because you can't put your finger on it.
It makes it rather special, doesn't it? And particularly in Derby, because Derby was dominated by the Midland Railway, and so it was even more special to go out on the Great Northern Line, because that was a bit of an interloper, and you certainly felt that you were doing something different.
It's nice to remember a bit about what was, and even in the dying days of Dr. Beeching, we can still see the pictures, can't we, and hear people's memories at least, Howard.
Well, we can, yes, that's very true.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Howard Sprenger there, who's written a number of books about Derbyshire's railways for you on BBC Radio Derby.